And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? It's just Corey and I in the house. We're going to be talking fishing, talking fun, and talking to you. Pete Gray is traveling home. We're going to be talking to him later in the show from an awesome trip with the cast man up fishing for some dinosaurs, and he's going to call and tell you all about a successful trip they had. And, man, we're just really looking forward to it. This is one of my favorite shows, just hanging and talking fishing with Corey. No agenda, no nothing, man. This is all about you, and we're going to have a good time doing it. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at Fisherman's Landing. Or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And like you said, Rick, always a fun show, just a great time, and just you and I talking fishing and whatever way the callers, texters want to take it, right?
It's always fun how these shows always have a mind of their own when we don't have a guest, which is always super fun. But, yeah, it's just fun to talk about fishing and past trips and upcoming trips, and very easy to talk about fishing with what's going on right now. I mean, this is it. You know, we're in the later part of summer, arguably the best part of our season. Crowds start to lessen, fishing tends to intensify, and the coolest part is the variety really hits us. You can kind of go do whatever you want in fishing right now, from bay bass to bluefin, from the beach to kelps to fishing big ones under kites. Kind of everything is at play right now.
I was Thursday morning at Seaforth, Captain Jim on the Cortez in his group, and I saw the tribute unloading. I saw like everything happening right there, the Aztec. The quality of the tuna, like the mixed grade
crazy.
Of fish right now is insane. The yellowfin, the bluefin, the Dorado, just the mix of fish is... It's what you wish for.
It's fun at the tackle store this time of year because you kind of have to do the questionnaire with guys when they're going, like, hey, we're going out tonight. You know, what do we need? And I mean, you kind of have to start to get an idea of, well, is it a charter group or is it an open party? Are you guys going to go out to the west and, you know, and target giant bluefin on kites and, you know, deep drop lures in the nighttime? Or are you going to go, you know, shorter of that and fish the great variety areas? And there's some unbelievable kelps with big Dorado fishing and or big numbers of Dorado, you know, from neckties to 30 pounders. And then there's good yellows on some of those kelps. And then the school size yellowfin and bluefin both at play. There's still some of that foamer, you know, 40 to 100 pound fish at play. It's just everything's around right now and available. And day to day, it's different. You know, some days it's just, man, drop dead limits for every boat. And others, you know, there's hits and misses. And it's just there's so much going on fishing wise right now. It's really cool.
It's cool, yeah. And hearing about like the skiff fishing, you know, even for the Dorado and the stuff, not far at all. Like pretty close.
And the some of that local yellow on kelp. I know my boat partner Neil had our boat out yesterday, and that was, you know, they caught a little bit of everything. What he couldn't believe is they had five yellows, every one of which was 20 pounds and above. You know,
isn't that crazy?
And you might run on a kelp that's 3 miles away and catch 5 pounders. You know, it's just mixed up and fun. And we're hearing a lot of that in the store. Hey, we were catching school size tuna. It was great. 25 pound, caught 5 in a row. And then I hooked something that just smoked me, and everything went away. Like, it's pretty cool right now.
It's pretty neat, man. It's those days you wish. And then hearing like Gundy's report last weekend, and hearing about the stripe on the surf, dude. Like, are you kidding me? It's like Northern California, East Coast style. Like, they're not huge, but up to, you know, 5-6 pounds, but a lot of 1 to 3 pounders.
That's like the holy grail surf fish. And like, I don't even put a fraction of the time involved to make that happen, but it's such a cool thing. It makes me want to go so bad.
Yeah,
I just want to that's a notch on the belt, a fish on the list, whatever you want to call it, that I would love to say a SoCal striper from the beach. I think is so damn cool.
And it's not just like the secret little hole, right?
Yeah.
Like, it is up and down, and it is from Malibu to, I haven't heard of it like on the south beaches down here, like Coronado,
right,
or that area, but all the way to Mission Beach.
That's crazy.
Right?
And you've got a big one, right? Like, you've got, a lot of people probably don't know that, you've got a really special striper from the beach.
I've heard of much larger, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I've heard of them, you know, in the 30s or whatever, but I had one shy of 20 pounds, 19.
Jeez.
And legit, like, out of the surf, and I mean, that's...
Was that a San Diego fish, or was that up in L.A.?
That was from Del Mar.
It was, okay.
Yeah, from
How
Del
cool.
Mar. And those things are so associated, it's almost like a halibut. They're really associated with river mouths, lagoons, bay entrance. It's really, I don't know, they love that freshwater influence.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be the bait, it could be... like halibut. I mean, they just know where the river mouth is. They know where the cobble, like that area in IB where they catch a lot of halibut, even in 50 feet of water.
Yeah.
That's all associated with the Tijuana river mouth. It's all on cobble there.
A 19-pound striper has made his living eating and living in that zone for a long time and knows every inch of it.
Right, exactly. I know. It's such a neat thing to see, and it's not something that happens all the time, really.
Yeah.
So, and I've heard of them like on little bird schools and fly guys getting them.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
It's super cool. What did it eat? And what do you think you'd do if you were, you know, if you were like me, that would be crazy stoked to catch a striper? Like, what did yours eat? And if you were wanting to go target one, how do you think you'd go about it?
Well, I definitely wasn't targeting it. It was back in the days I was working on the bait boat and came home. They were doing some construction on the house, so I had to get away from the house.
Right.
I couldn't really get to my fishing gear, so... Mark Larson at Seaforth,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
so,
one of the,
right?
my best buds.
Yeah,
sure.
Right? So I stepped in, hey, Mark, you got a rod I could borrow? Yeah. So he gave me, you know, a Calcutta 400 and his 8-foot rod, and I took some 5-inch swim baits, and not even knowing what the heck I was going to catch, whatever. And
But you had to kill time and go fishing.
In the middle of the day, literally.
That's so rad.
Yeah, kind of neat. And to try to wrangle a fish like that in the surf and get him up on the beach is a challenge.
I can't imagine, yeah. I mean, how do you control that thing and get it onto the dry? And yeah, that's cool.
It's pretty special, really.
Now, how about going forward? What if you're going to try and catch one today?
You know, a lot of those fish, I said 1 to 3, they're not as small as one. It's like a pound and a half to 3.5, like in that zone. And they're on small chovy in the surf. So okay. A smaller chovy presentation, yeah. Really. You know, that's the fly guys are getting them. And I don't know. Just small.
3-inch swim bait with an underspin?
Probably. Yeah, okay. Probably right on target. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. I know Afrin got one, too, on one of his underspins
okay.
with a 3 or 4-inch swim bait. So exactly that scenario, yeah.
That's cool.
It's kind of a neat. Even you don't know if you're going to catch a halibut or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. How does, you know, we started by talking about how good the offshore fishing is and all the varieties.
Yeah.
How does the inshore fall in line with the latter part of the summer going into fall? You know, does the bays and the local kelp, you know, does it fall in line where some of the best time is in the fall? Does it highlight in the spring? You know, I mean, I know there seems to be more focus on bay and inshore in the spring, but probably a lot of that has to do with that might be the only game in town because the offshore hasn't blessed us with fish yet. Like, how does the inshore and bay fare as we roll into this, you know, dead part of the summer into the fall?
I think you're right on target. The springtime, you know, bay and surf and the water's 60 degrees or 61 and things aren't happening at the islands yet or, you know, just a touch of it maybe and nothing offshore, you know, maybe a hint of a word of something happening. And that's where the activity starts in the surf and the bay. But it could be fun in the middle of summer. It could be fun in the fall. When the water starts dropping and it's back to 64, 65, it can be really darn good, but still people are fishing offshore, right?
Right.
So they kind of lose the interest on that surf thing, but it can be good, you know, except for what's happening today, which is what?
Red tide, yeah.
Well, red tide, but the south hurricane swell.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It jacks it up.
Okay.
I mean, that's like we had a couple weeks ago, right? It just rolled the water over and did. That was a really weird one, man. Hillary,
super
right?
Weird.
Like, it came, I think it messed it up even more so than normal because it came up the coast.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a gnarly south and then an east, like a gnarly Santa Ana wind, right?
The water was
funky,
cold and green and dirty.
Opposite.
You know, right off the bat.
Yeah.
For like 40 miles off the beach. And then you crossed that line and it was a hard line of, okay, well, this is where the good water was still at, and it went, you know, it went from the lower 60s back up to 68, 70 degrees, and a hard, hard color change, and there was great tuna fishing, but you know, pre that storm, there was good offshore fishing all the way into the beach, and right when it rolled through, man, you had to go about 40 miles before you crossed back into good water again.
And I think that easterly wind from that, like, rolled the water. Like, it pushed it out to sea,
yeah.
And then brought what was down low up higher, and not your typical, like, southern storm coming, right?
Yeah.
So I think what we're seeing right now with this current hurricane that's now dwindling down but yet going to bring us a swell, we're going to see, I think, a much cleaner effect from that
okay.
for our fishing. And getting back to your point about the surf, I think it might jack it up a little bit for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully we don't see the water drop. I don't think we will,
yeah.
like it did, you know, before. But other than the south swells, it can be darn good, man. The,
yeah.
the halibut start moving back in, and it can be fun.
I mean,
the grunion are on the back end of their runs, but they're still around. I mean, they live their entire life inside.
Right.
So it's not like they're not there.
They're never far from the beach. It's just it's only the right tide, the right moon, the right time of year that they're up on the beach physically spawning.
Yes.
But that bait fish is always present.
100%. Yeah.
The other thing that was a big talk around the landing yesterday is, you know, a few weeks, maybe even a month or so back, there was some incredible local calico bass fishing. Conditions
yeah.
were right, bait availability was right, and it was really good. And then, you know, as everything ebbs and flows, I would never say it got slow, but it just... it went back to a normal pace. Well, there was some really good bass fishing for the half day and local guys the last couple of days. You know, back to that huge numbers of you know, sub-legal and just guys that are wanting to release fish and still lots of legals for the guys. It was some really, really good bass fishing for the half day guys yesterday, too, which is always fun to see.
A lot of fun.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's neat to see. And it's kind of weird. There's no barracuda or bonito or that kind of game fish like mixed in.
You're right about that.
But the new Seaforth. yesterday.
Woo, how right? about that, right?
Dude, over 20 big yellows, man.
I saw a picture that that Captain Brian posted yesterday, and it literally looked like Alejos grade, you know, big giant forks, you know, hanging out of the bags. It was really
legit.
Cool, man. Yeah, there's some very, very fun. You know what it's doing? It's doing exactly what it's supposed to. Yeah. We're in September, and there's good fishing to be had from the beach to the banks. You know, I mean, this is always what we're waiting for, and we're getting to have it. It's doing what it's supposed to.
And it's kind of like the, you know, a few kids are back in school, right? Like, that's happening, and hunting season is opened, and, like, there's a few people that get pulled away. Sunday football, whatever else is happening, right?
Where,
I mean, this is where now I actually want to go out.
Where the weeks before, like, the gas pedal in terms of number of users is just, like, mashed into the floor. We're just starting to come in. Don't get me wrong. It's not dead empty, but you're totally right. You can feel that there's a little more room and there's a few less, but the fishing is just as good, if not better, than it's been all year.
I think better.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I'll say better, and that's where... Like the local summer, right? I mean, being anybody listening to the show, man. Like, wherever you're at, it's time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show coming today. And again, Corey, just like you mentioned before, this show is all about the callers. It's all about having fun. If you had questions, whether it be about trips or tackle or where you're going or what you're doing or just the fact that we have the guru of inshore swim bait fishing and Corey sitting right here, it's just going to be a fun one. And we just really are looking forward to taking your phone calls and reading your text today.
Yeah, I know. I'm really looking forward to it, Rick. Always a lot of fun. And if you want to join us, two ways to do it, as always. You can give us a call at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. Texting is only done through the app. You want to make sure that you leave your contact info, because at the end of the show, we're going to be flipping a coin and figure out who's winning between the texters and the callers, giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. And, man, they've been doing it good, right?
They really have. That I mean, just the Dorado and tuna fishing, that I mean, this is a trip that, you know, we all called a three-quarter day, you know, a couple years ago. Yeah. And I'm glad that the names have been changed to a full day, because that's truly what it is. But I mean, we're talking a sleep in your bed in the morning and sleeping at night and having offshore fishing that used to not see this kind of stuff until you did a day and a half trip,
right? And Rick, going on the Liberty, could actually sleep on your way back in, right?
That's a good point, dude, no doubt.
You can get some good rest. So, again, a full-day trip as our prize at the end of the show, going to a lucky caller or texter, a full-day trip on the Liberty. Again, I'll give you the telephone number. There's two open lines right now, so make sure that you get in right away. 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, If you don't have fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Leave a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, here we are, Rick, Saturday in September, just beautiful weather, fish are biting, and just you and I talking good times, right? And so if you, anybody out there wants to join us, you could do it via texting the show on the app, only done through the app. Or you can give us a call, 213-432-1090, and we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. So some lucky caller or texter is going to, and if you're texting the show, make sure you leave your contact info.
Good call. I mean, yeah. That's the thing we always talk about is, you know, it's a one-way system. It's not like a normal text message, so unfortunately we're not ever able to reply just because they come through in a different manner. But, yeah, make sure to leave your contact info because if you win that trip on the Liberty, we want to make sure you get it. But going to be a busy morning again on the phones, 213-432-1090. And speaking of the phones, let's get it started. Why don't we start it off with the phone call this morning, Corey?
Let's do it. How about John? John Colm from Dallas. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, guys. I'm really excited. I have never caught a striped bass in the ocean. That would be one of my bucket list fish. It's kind of crazy. I've been fishing for, I don't know, 50 years, and I haven't caught one. That'd be exciting. Man, that's, the ocean's exploding. I need to get back to California.
Yeah, right? Yeah. We're pretty fortunate here to have that opportunity, really. I mean, they slide down from the north, and it's just something that happens, right? It's like an anchovy cycle, really, is what it's
right.
What it's showing you.
Okay.
You know? And that anchovy moving down from the north, and so do the striper. And I'll tell you this. If they were 15 to 20-pounders, you could probably say there's a few of them. But the fact that there's, you know, a lot of pound and a half to 3-pounders is probably telling you there's a lot of them. You know, just that size.
Right.
And bigger schools, you know. And like, yeah, it's good time.
That's cool.
You got to come back to San Diego and enjoy it, man. It's just something that can happen.
You're a little east, John. You need to get your butt back out here.
Yeah.
Get it on the good while they're still good getting.
Exactly.
All right. Well, appreciate that very much. We had a text come through as well, and it said, perfect timing for Rick and Corey episode. I recently booked a couple of spots on the Let's Talk Hookup July 2024 Cedro Sport Fishing Trip. I'm wondering what's Corey's go-to lead head and swim bait combo for Cedros. And I always say that with a smile because I know that your go-to lead head and swim bait isn't a lead head and swim bait, but we're going to put you on and we'll talk about that one. So how are we getting ready for a July trip to Cedros next year, Corey?
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We had so much fun this year, and it was just great fishing, just all the way around, right? For yellows and halibut and calicas. We had an absolute, just one of the funnest days I've had fishing calicos this year. Just fun, man. A lot of 5-pounders, you know.
Really?
Yes, really good. Like into the 6-pound, up to 8, actually, you know, was his personal best. Bucky that I was fishing with had a solid 8-pounder, and those were all on the weedless. The large 7-inch weedless with the 9 or 10-aught trocar.
Okay.
Gamakatsu doesn't make a hook that'll fit it, but owner 10-aught beast. But Man, just so much fun. I would say probably the most popular lead head and swing bait is going to be a 5-inch VA hose with a 3/4 to 1 ounce lead head.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, Rick. It's something I cannot handle.
cracks me up so much.
It's not my style. I don't like it. I love that same size lead head with an 8-inch slug,
mm-hmm.
and I did that. You know?
That's so funny.
Right? I think it draws more of a reaction bite.
Okay.
Like the VA hose is like a doot, 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 doot. It's a sinking, right? But the lead-headed slug is like zoom, zoom, zoom. Like you're working it to where it's like trying to evade them, and they hammer that thing like with a vengeance.
That's
you know?
So funny.
Like it's just sweeping around. I know it's going to play, right?
I just think...
But it is. It's one of the most popular, like the 5-inch VA hose is like
God.
The best all around.
I mean, I sit with you on the weekends. I can close my eyes, and I can picture being at Cedros and casting that bait, and I see that your enthusiasm for the slug, and yet every day at the tackle store, a guy comes in, hey, what's the, you know, I'm going to Cedros. Man, I'm loading you up with 5-inch Viejo, 7-inch Viejo. I'm a leadhead and swim bait guy, man.
Yeah.
I love it. And you make the best. You really do. I don't say that to blow smoke. I don't say it's the best. It's the best thing for it. Judging, you know, a question that we get asked all the time that does not have a right answer, and it's really hard to, but it's a good one to talk about for a guy like Mike that's going to Cedros, especially if it's maybe for the first time, is how much plastic to bring.
It's
and that's
tough.
Not an easy answer to give, and usually I'll always start with, well, how important is the calico bass fishing part of it for you? You know, because that really differs. Cedros is such a unique place that you might be going there because it is the calico bass factory of the world, and there's the raddest fishing, and that's all you really care about. And so then you're going to want to be plastic heavy. You might be another guy that's like, hey man, I want surface iron yellowtail, I want to catch a big sea bass, I want to fish halibut, and for sure I'm going to do some bass fishing, and then, you know, that guy is going to be a lot more plastic light, and a lot of people are probably somewhere in between those two.
Yeah, you're right, absolutely. One thing I will mention right now, with us talking about this, and it's coming to my mind, Doug was just reaching out about tackle days. I know it's so early to talk about it, right?
No.
But it's early November. What I like to do with those kind of things, like I did at Dana, I brought a handful of different colors. Obviously, Christmas tree will be one of them.
Thanks, Rosie.
Right? I will make them extra durable just for, like a saver strip, right?
Okay.
And we'll talk about it a couple more times. But I will make a handful of colors that will be with Cedros in mind.
Ah, I got you.
Right? Because it gets so hot down there, it gets warm, and they get gummy, and they just get softer. If I make them more durable from the beginning, because I can change the durability.
Sure.
For local fishing, it wouldn't be as good because it would almost be too stiff, right?
That was going to be my question. Like, obviously, there's always going to be give and take in something, and I would assume that has to be it, right? The softer, the better she wiggles. The tougher, the better she lasts.
Right.
It's what I've always admired about MC Swimbaits. It's why I fished MC Swimbaits before I even knew you, was because I think that you find the perfect mix of a very good swimming soft plastic that's like impeccably poured. There's never any over pours on an MC swim bait. There's never any weird bleeding of color, like, but they're still real durable. But I know what you're saying. You go to Cedros and you start talking about 100 fish days, you can call it durable all you want. You're going to burn through them.
And your bag sitting in the sun, and they're getting like you know, gummy worms,
right?
And all jellied out and soft. I will make them extra durable so that just for that trip in mind, right?
That's a good call.
Because there's a lot of people that want to purchase them for that, and if I can dictate and actually cater to that, I'll do it.
I think that's really cool.
Tackle days, I'll bring a handful of colors that are just purpose in mind for Cedros.
Sweet. Yeah. All right. Well, Mike, a great text, and hopefully we'll see you down there. It's November 4 this year. I'll confirm that, but it's the first Saturday in November, which I believe this year is the 4th. But we'll,
always fun.
We'll get confirmation. But, yeah, going to be a lot of fun. Well, a great text. Appreciate it very much. Why don't we jump back into the phones, Corey?
Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck and Dana Point. Good morning.
Hey, Chuck.
Good morning, guys. Hey, what a seamless transition you did getting into the radio, you know. You and Ricky just so slick, so good. Today's the day we met you.
I was just going to say it's easy because Corey's a good bud, and we both really like talking about fishing.
and the funny thing about that is, Chuck, Chuck, I am not the most comfortable being in front of people or sitting in front of this mic. Seriously, anybody that knows me knows, and the sweaty palms happen, man. Trust me. But it's talking about good times and fun and something we love and enjoy.
Yep.
Today, Rick makes it easy.
Today's the day I met him. Today's the day me and my kid met you at the big sale at Longfin. They're having one today of customer appreciation.
Oh, yeah.
We spent
customer
like
appreciation
a half,
sale.
Half hour. Yeah, we spent a half hour just talking to you. And we came
so
back
cool.
a couple times. My kid, that guy knows his stuff. Because my kid's just,
yeah.
we just swim bait. That, you know. And then another guy I want to talk about is Joseph. He got me my deal that I've been fighting for. His team down there, they're fishermen, and boy, did they go 100% and got me into escrow. So that's why I'm not on the Fury today. But, you know,
good
pump to you guys. You guys got great people, and I really appreciate it. So, God bless you guys.
What a cool deal. That's Yosef Husseini, the you know the fisherman's realtor, and I'm so stoked to hear that, man. That's awesome. Congratulations. What a good and a big feeling that is. Congrats, man. That's awesome news.
Yeah, huge congrats, man. Yeah, it's pretty darn neat. Like you said, to have people connected with the show, you know, that everybody's legit. Pete is not going to bring anybody on. That is not.
I think about how fortunate we are a lot with that. You know, Let's Talk Hookup is, I think it's, you know, 32 years or 33 years now, and it's seen such great success, you know, all due in part to Pete. I think about it a lot, you know, of who our sponsors are and when people are calling and recommending things, and I can't imagine what it would be like to have to do the show when you were trying to talk up things that you didn't believe in. And I know we all know that that exists in this world, and we're so fortunate that, you know, we just get to work with the best people here, you know, the best boats and the best gear. And, you know, and I talk about a Shimano Tranks because that's what I fish with, not because that's what we're being told, hey, you need to make sure to talk about a Tranks.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about that because that's what we use, and I fish with CalStars, and I use, you know, and I go fishing on the Royal Polaris. Like, we're so fortunate that the people we get to be associated with, the Dana Landings and all the fun spots. Like I think you said it best. Pete just doesn't bring people on here for the sake of a paycheck. It's the right thing, and
it's
yeah,
all legit.
Yeah, it's all legit.
You mentioned Dana. I was in there this morning. Saw Johnny. Dude, that place was.
I can't imagine. I can't
pumping,
imagine.
Man, there were so many guys like buying their sandwiches and loading up. There were seriously 20 people in the shop and just everybody hustling their own direction. Oh my God, I'm sorry to break your way.
No, they make it. They make it so easy. You know, we talk about it all the time. That's where Neil and I keep our boat is at Dana Landing, and it's so easy. I mean, it's so easy. Like, we know exactly the spot on the 8 where you need to, you know, you need to stop and make your phone call to order your breakfast sandwich and your lunch sandwich, so that when we pull through, they're all done, and throw on a couple bags of ice and, you know, maybe some cold ones or a little extra tackle or whatever else. Like, everything is there. Like, they make and fuel, you know, like they just make it. They make life so easy. I love it.
There's a lot of people in there.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, let's jump right back into them. Phone call here. We got the phones packed up. Why don't we jump into it, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Dave? Dave Cohn from Imperial Beach. Good morning, Dave. Appreciate you joining us.
Hi, Dave.
Good morning, boys. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Good morning. Good. Hey, so I just wanted to call up, tell you guys, you make it very dangerous for us who are trying to get to the beach or get out there fishing. We're also stoked. I know I am. I'm over here at Imperial Beach enjoying the hell out of the day. I'm one of those guys you were talking about earlier.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Have you seen any sign of that striper down your way?
No. A lot of what would I get, perch, little perches.
Yeah.
And but I got to tell you, it's great. I mean, you guys come out here, and right now it's perfect. There's no wind. I got to tell you, there's just, well, when the wind picks up, we just go to the bay.
Yeah.
Right?
Dave, in terms of the fly, are you fishing more of like a, you know, are you fishing a minnow pattern, a clouder, that kind of stuff, or are you fishing more beadhead, you know, shrimp and crab looking type stuff? Like, what's been hot for you in the surf?
Right, the latter, yeah, the shrimp patterns. You don't really throw the clouders until you get to the Bay Area, get those spotty bays, but bay bass. I'm in no way a perfect fly fisherman, but I got to tell you what, it sure is a lot of fun. Get out here and try it if you haven't done it.
I agree, and it's something that people neglect. It's lots of bites to be had if you find the right area, and you know, like you say, have a little beadhead, go shrimp looking, you know, crab looking, sand crab looking thing, and there's good bites to be had, and it's a fun way to get out. And the cool thing too is you can make it as long or as short of a session as you need. You know, you don't need to have all day. You can cruise down to the beach before it gets crazy crowded, get some fishing in, get some exercise in, catch a few fish, or you can make it an all-day affair.
Absolutely, yeah. If it's not going too well, you just go to the plank, go have yourself a nice breakfast, some beer, whatever, and then you know, get back at it. All right, boys, I got to get back at it. I'll see you all later. Thank you for everything.
Oh, man.
That was a good call,
what
Dave.
A great
appreciate
report,
that very
right?
much. Yeah,
out having
awesome.
A great time, listen to the show, and I know Hills from Ventura does the same thing too when he's surf fishing, listen to the show. Definitely good times. Right?
I always crack up whenever Hills calls and you can hear the waves rolling in the background.
Oh,
you know, when he's fishing.
That's always fun. So cool.
Hey, we had a good text come through. This one was from Russell in Huntington Beach. Says, "Hey guys, Corey, do you make the slug in a 5-inch version as opposed to the larger? If so, where can I find them in the San Diego and in the Orange County areas?"
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, definitely make them in a 5-inch. There's 4-inch, 5-inch, 7. There's two different 7s. One's a cigar shape, and the other is the split tail, so mm-hmm. it's like skinnier, more of a blunt head to fit up, marry up perfectly to a like a sled head style,
yeah,
or a 3/8 ounce. So it's a different version, but it's yet 7-inch.
Explain a sled head for somebody that maybe isn't familiar.
It's like a worm weight mounted on a hook. How about that? So
perfect.
So that the worm weight or a 3/8 ounce sled head has the same like surface area that mm-hmm. you're going to match the bait up to. So I've made it blunt so that it fits up to that, and there's actually a split in it in the belly so that it will accommodate like that weedless style hook.
And rigged appropriately with that bait, a bait that has a lead head on it but is still extremely weedless. You know, that sled head hook, like you said, that was a perfect description. It's like you would have a Texas rig worm hook but had a lead head attached to it.
And have the hook attached to that worm weight. The only thing I will tell you is the point of the hook, the trajectory, is below where you're tying on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm making sense to you. The point of the hook
yep.
lays below the eye of the hook, so your hook, they're so weedless that your hookup ratio is weedless.
Not as good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
It's just part of it.
There's other ways to do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, that is, it's a great way to do it, but there are different ways of doing it. And so there's 4-inch, 5-inch, 2 7-inches, and an 8-inch. And in San Diego, Fisherman's Landing, Seaforth, Dana, that's about it on that front that I can think of. And Orange County, Hogan's.
Okay.
Hogan's, a Longfin, and I'm trying to think, Save-On Tackle, a little further north. And perhaps soon, maybe in Mark's shop, Mark Wish.
Hey, okay.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. We're trying to get a little bit of stuff going in there as I'm, Rick, you know how busy I am, right? But I'm trying to make stuff and ship them a little bit at a time. I ship them 3-inch baits. So if you're in that zone
okay.
and you're looking for 3-inch, like there's nobody within 20 miles of there that has it. It's perfect. Like Mark's shop is absolutely dead on perfect. And then next on the ducket is going to be some 5-inch viejos I'm sending there. So,
okay,
yeah,
that's my favorite.
If you're in that zone.
It's my favorite thing you make.
Yeah.
I know it's not yours, but it sure is my favorite. I love it. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming right, including more of your phone calls, and we're going to check in with Pete, find out how that amazing trip with the cast man and crew was. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their annual Customer Appreciation Day, Saturday, September 9th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sell prices from Daiwa. Check out the amazing Daiwa Saltiga line of reels, including Lover Drag and Star Drag versions. There's a Daiwa Saltiga reel to fit your type of fishing, from bass to bluefin. And speaking of bass, Daiwa makes the finest reels for both fresh and saltwater bass, including the Daiwa Zillion and Daiwa Lexington. Meet the manufacturer's reps from Daiwa and take advantage of tremendous savings at the Long Pen for this one day only of fresh and saltwater tackle. Plus, you can win big as the Long Pen shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one day only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 9th from 7 to 7 at the Long Pen, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. The saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and just having so much fun in studio with you, Rick, and just talking good times, whether it's surf or offshore fishing, calico, cedros. We haven't even mentioned El Salto, right? I know it, right? But if you want to join us, there is not an open line, sorry, but I will give you the telephone number. 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. When somebody drops off, you'll have your chance there. Or you can send us a text. Rick's filing through all the texts. There's a bunch of them, huh, Rick?
That's crazy, yeah.
I know,
yeah.
Right?
Busy morning already. And, you know, we were talking earlier about Dana Landing, how much I love keeping the boat there, how busy it was this morning when you stopped by there. Want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Dana Landing right there on Mission Bay. They are your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They offer a complete saltwater tackle store, the full deli, all the snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies. And for your freshwater and saltwater tackle needs, don't forget to visit East County Bait and Tackle, plus the brand new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. All stores are fully stocked with products and know-how from successful time on the water. Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. ECBT, that's at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackles on Broadway and Lemon Grove. You can check DanaLanding.com for more information on all of them. And, yeah, phones are absolutely packed, like you said, Corey. Text rolling through. Lots of good text coming up. But before we do that, we're going to find out why Pete's not here, because he went on one hell of a cool trip. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Corey. Show is sounding great here. I'm listening. I had to drop Cass and Gary off at the Vancouver airport very early this morning, so, and my flight isn't until like 1:45, so I'm just killing time, kind of kicking around Vancouver a little bit, had a little breakfast and stuff, but just listening to the show and really enjoying what you're saying and what you're doing there. It's just always a great education when you two get together and talk, so fantastic. And I also want to mention, too, thanks for the nice words, Rick. quick about the show and the organization and all our sponsors and all our quality people and that associate and have been with us. And I might mention, too, that this weekend is our 32nd anniversary on the air.
Hey,
the actual day is tomorrow. So, yeah, 32 years on the air, September 9th, which is today. It actually started on Sunday. So the whole weekend is a celebration of our 32nd year on the air, our anniversary weekend.
Crazy.
So how about that, huh? I'm very proud. Very proud to have you two associated with the show, and of course Brandon Bono too, and Adam Clark, and all the people from Sports Grid, Christian and JP, and Pat Osborne, and everybody who makes Let's Talk Hookup happen. I'm very grateful for that, and of course very grateful for all our sponsors too. So that's been a great. We've had so many great sponsors for so many years on the air with us, and very grateful for them to have us. And of course, I heard also you talking about that Longfin sale going on 7 to 7 today. Big sale today for the Longfin. So be sure to get over the Longfin and take advantage. Eric and Tom always do a great job over there. But yeah, so this was a trip, not a Let's Talk Hookup trip. This is actually a personal trip. Our friend Gary the Doc Furness put together. We met Gary on Pesca Panama and quite the character, and he lives up in the Bay Area, and then hangs out with Cass. And Cass and he did this trip last year, and Gary, who loves to pull on big fish, called me up and says, "Oh, you gotta do this." And I go, "Well, I don't really love to pull on big fish anymore, Gary." He's, "But no, I'm telling you, you gotta do this, right?" And so. And so we did, and so what we did is we flew into Vancouver on Tuesday, and then we rented a car and drove out to Mission, British Columbia, which is about an hour and 20 minutes outside of Vancouver, just to the east, on the Fraser River. Of course, the Fraser River is the this giant river that runs right through the center of Vancouver, and it continues far east into the whole province of British Columbia. But so we're on the Fraser River there, and fishing with Lang Fishing Adventures, a really nice group. They have, I think, 5 guides. They fish on 22-foot aluminum jet boats. And first thing you do is you go up to one of the local feed rivers and catch a pink salmon. We're very fortunate this time of the year that this is the pink year this year. The odd, it's interesting. Even years at Katmai Lodge are pink years. Odd years are pink years, pink salmon years in the Fraser. You go catch pink salmon for bait, right? For the sturgeon. And that's kind of fun. You catch some pinks on light tackle. The pink fishing wasn't as... What's that?
How are you catching them? Like, is it just like...
Oh, just on little lead head, little curly tail lead heads.
Cool. Wow. Very cool.
Just anchor up in really shallow water, and they kind of run through in batches, and you just cast a little light spinning gear.
Right.
And just kind of jig it up and down, and they attack it. And once in a while, you'll hook a king too, while doing that, because they're in the which is really quite the road, right? But you can't retain the kings, but you can retain the pinks. But that's really key. The bait. In talking to our guide Austin, who's just 23 years old, but he's been doing this all his life. He said the bait is really the key thing, and that's why. Well, one of the reasons why September is such a great month to do it. So I'm going to recommend to our listeners, if you ever want to try this, September is the month, and especially if it's an odd year with the pinks, is especially good. So I'll give you that. We fished 3 days, and we caught each boat caught 26 sturgeon, and anywhere from 40 pounds to almost 500 pounds, and just
crazy.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Gary Furness, of course, got the biggest one because he always likes getting the biggest fish, and it was 8 foot 10 inches, which is just probably 475 pounds. And then yesterday, John and I caught John caught a 8 foot 9 so in the same kind of general area. But yesterday we had 11. John and I had 11 fish. My brother-in-law John was with me, and we had 11 fish, And we had probably three probably 7'6" and
Jeez.
Three more that were 7 foot, and then and then some that were 6 and 5 foot long, and I think the dink was like maybe a 4 footer, about a 50 pounder, but they're pretty amazing fish, and it's basically kind of like catfishing. You set up in a spot in a deep hole, and you throw the bait down there, and then you wait for the rod to bend, and then it's game on. But we're using like heavy rail rods with conventional tackle, like 40 size reels, okay. Lever drag reels, and get this, 25 pounds of drag.
Jeez,
right?
That's a lot of
25
heat.
That's a lot of heat. So you're pinned to the rail with these things. And when a 400-pound sturgeon wants to go away, he goes away, right? And so they pull really hard. They don't pull as fast as a tuna. They don't pull as long as a tuna. But certainly the power of them is similar to a tuna run initially. But and they, you know, some of our fights, like that one yesterday, you know, he didn't give up. I mean, probably 20, 25 minutes, something like that.
That is so cool.
And yeah, but it's if you love big fish fishing, you love to do something different.
Right.
It's really cool. And it's group Lang Fishing Adventures. Lang's been doing it for, I don't know, he said 20 years, something like that. And he's got these young guys, Colby and Austin, that work for him, and a couple other guys that work for him. It's nice. It's really good operation. It's not that expensive, I think. All in with the hotel, 3 days of guided fishing, which is two people per boat. I think we're all in, plus the, not including the rental car or the flight, it was like $1,900.
Come on.
Wow.
So, yeah. So really, really pretty. So here's the deal. If you wanted to put four people on the boat, which is certainly doable because, you know, it's like, you know, you catch enough fish this time of the year to be able to pull that off, and there's plenty of room on the boat to do that. You know, think about it. You could do it a way cheaper than that even. So
yeah.
Something that you might put on your bucket list to do sometime. If that's, you know, Mission BC, Lang Fishing Adventures. Of course, there's lots of places you can go catch sturgeon, but the Fraser River is considered to be the most prolific and the highest density of white sturgeon anywhere there is, because it's all catch and release. There's no take whatsoever on the sturgeon. So pretty cool adventure and something different. You know, it's not something I'm going to rush and do it again. You know, like I'm not booked next year. Of course, Cass and Gary are coming back next year, but because they love it. But I like different adventures, so this was nice one to check off the bucket list and go do. So
how fun, man!
A lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
What blew me away was the amount of action that you guys had. I mean, I knew you were going on a sturgeon trip, and obviously going with the, you know, well-known professionals in the great spot. And Cass doesn't ever seem to go fishing with a person who's not like the best at what they do. But I just always assumed that a big one like that, a 7 foot long, you know, multi-hundred pound sturgeon was going to be, you know, if you spent multiple days, maybe you get a shot at one. When you were talking about
right.
having multiples of those a day, that's what blew me away. I just didn't think there was any type of action or numbers for a fishery like that.
Yeah, it's interesting. So each boat got 26 fish with, I think we had 7, 8, and 11 in the 3 days, and I think Gary and Cass had similar days. Last year, their totals were 17 fish total in 3 days. And they credited the better fishing this year because of the pink. And what our guide said is having the fresh bait is key. It's, they know the things are such into they're you know, they don't see, it's all their nose, right? It's all in their senses, so they can sense when a bait is a day old. That's what our guide said.
Wow,
he said,
man.
So if you have fresh, he says, you're going to catch. That's the whole key. And of course, different times of the year, there's different species available. So you come in May, they fish with these pike minnows, and you come in or chinooks, you know, and blah blah blah. So throughout the year, you have to kind of use what's available as far as fresh bait goes. So that's one of the keys to success. But
what
amazing fishery.
Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing fishery. Learned a lot about them. They're what's amazing about these white sturgeon is they're true dinosaurs. They really existed as they do today in the dinosaur era. They are not descendants of anything. They're probably one of the oldest vertebrates on Earth. Still living. Wow. And, you know, a lot of these big fish, like that 8, 9 we caught yesterday, it was probably approaching 100 years old, 70 to Amazing. Anywhere from 70 to 100 years old. So these fish are old fish that live a long time. And the other thing that's interesting, too, is there are resident river fish, and there's also the anadromous fish. Uh-huh. And the interesting thing, you can tell the difference between the two because the sharp points on the scales, I forget what they call them, but are sharper on the ones that are anadromous that go into salt water and go back into the back and forth into freshwater.
Crazy.
So yeah, so really different.
One last question I got to ask, and it just tripped me when you said that the big fish that you guys had was approaching 100 years old. How big do they max out in this particular river? I mean, what's a trophy, and then like what's a holy grail size? Did the guides mention to say?
Oh yeah. So the holy grail is 10 feet. That's the holy grail. And they don't catch very many 10-footers, but they do catch a lot of 9-footers. So the two holy grail numbers are 9-foot and 10-foot.
Okay.
If you get a 9-footer, like the day before we got here, he got a 9.6, our guy. Yeah.
And he
says this is the time of the year where they catch the big ones because of the pink salmon. That's what they like.
And what does something like that estimate tape out to weigh, a 9 or a 10-footer?
Like over 500.
That's crazy.
You think about that. It's a 500-pound fish. It's like crazy, right?
That's right.
And they have big tails. And, oh yeah, that's the other thing. They come up and jump. I don't know if you saw that video that I sent you, but that one we hooked yesterday that was eight nine. We went and got a bait, and then we set up in a spot, and he put one rod down, and in 20 seconds that fish bit, and he was down. It was in a 25-foot hole. He came up right behind the boat as soon as he ate, and it was like, oh my God, right? And they come completely out of the water, so you can imagine like a 450-pound fish jumping right next to the boat.
Wow.
It's sensational. Yeah.
So
crazy.
You're going to need to put that photo on our Instagram just because people have to see that, because it's wild. I mean, it is a dinosaur jumping out of the water. And, well,
yeah.
it's a good time to say we do have a new Instagram account. Neither Pete nor I are the most tech savvy in the world, and we're just going to say the old Instagram account went away. So we have a new one now, and it's Let's Talk Hookup Fishing. So if you haven't followed it already, you totally should. Let's Talk Hookup Fishing, and hopefully, Pete, we can get you to put a video of that thing jumping out, because it is truly impressive.
Yeah, I'll do it this morning for sure. I'll do it right away. Let's Talk Hookup Fishing is the new Instagram account, and of course we have our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page too, and I'll try and pop it up on there too, but I'll put it immediately up on the Let's Talk Hookup Fishing Instagram. So
awesome.
Hey, you guys have a great show. I'll see you tomorrow, flying back this afternoon. I'll be in the studio. We have a great show tomorrow with Mark and Paul from the Independents, so that should be a good time, and I'm going to sit here and enjoy listening to you from Vancouver on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
All right, buddy. Great job, Pete. Glad it was such a good trip, and we'll look forward to chatting it up tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Corey, for covering, and Ricky, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Appreciate that very much.
What an epic trip,
I know, right?
God, that's great. You know, Castman does so many darn cool things, man.
He just does it right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he just does so many different trips, and they're all cool.
Yeah, and unique, and he's so good at seeking out the right people to do business with. You know, we talked about earlier with the show, like Cast, you know, had done it. I hate to say had done it, because he hung it up, and but only does business with the right people, and
But I heard him mentioning last weekend that they do have the offices open until the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
right? Like they'll do the booking, and the other thing I heard him talk about is he's setting up Christmas Island for next year. Are you kidding me?
Such a cool, unique destination, and I worry about when Cass isn't setting that. You know, I mean, like, Cass is so good with people and the logistics and everything like that, that if you haven't treated yourself to another real bucket list thing, man, you got to do it.
The Christmas Island.
Oh, totally. Yeah, so special. Crazy. For sure. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, and we're going to check in with the Catch Report. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norsk Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norsk Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norsk Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service both before and after the sale. It doesn't matter if you're looking to upgrade your current batteries tomorrow or a year from tomorrow. We're here to answer your rigging questions to get everything set up right the first time. Find us online at norsklithium.com. That's N-O-R-S-K lithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norsk Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood and have Nick Wayne walk you through why Norsk Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever-drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever-drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force to produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protex technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limits. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.